My thing. Okay.
Hello and welcome to Shine On. Today in the studio, I have my sister Emma here.
Hello.
She's really tired because she was just up pretty late writing a paper or finishing a lab, I guess.
Lab report.
Yeah. But today we thought we would play some new spring tunes for you guys. So up first, I'm going to play a new song by St. Vincent, and it was just released. So this is her new song called Teenage Talk.
Katie kept a list of times. Now that she really done, it's always swarmed like flies. Pretending that we weren't terrified till we snuck out that night. Rolled a Chrysler down the driveway, but once we were inside, couldn't figure out where we were off to. That was before we made any terrible mistakes. Well, that's just teenage talk. Pinky swear that you won't go change and drank so much that night. Carve the state of Texas in our forearms. You know I never loved you more than when we were hiding from the sirens. Sirens, oh, we laughed so hard. Threw up in your mother's azaleas. That was before we had made
All right. So what you just heard there was Weed with their song Stay in the Summer off their new album Running Back. And before that, we had St. Vincent with her new song Teenage Talk. So I actually just saw Weed perform with the Courtneys and Tink Drinkets. It was like a weird name. It was kind of a mix of a couple different Vancouver bands that came together and made a band. And they just all performed at Antisocial Skateboard Shop on Wednesday. And it was a really good show, a really full house. It was very sweaty in there by the end of it. Just lots of human beings in one small area. So everything today that we're playing is either just released or was released like within the month or so. Yeah, so some new spring music to listen to as you prepare for
finals.
Which we are going to start doing very soon, I hope. So Emma and I, actually, we decided to spend this last weekend having a bit of a fun weekend, since it was a long weekend, and since we're in that little time period between actually having to study for exams and just finishing all of our papers. So we had a little bit of time. So we decided to be tourists in our own town. So what do we do?
Saturday, we went to Chinatown and just ate a lot of food.
It
was more like a food tour.
But it was definitely a food tour of Chinatown.
Jumping from food restaurant to restaurant.
With getting little candies in between.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was fun. Lots of cool pictures. The Sun Yat-sen Garden was really nice and pretty.
I took my my camera out with us because, it was a really beautiful day. And there's a lot of really nice, colorful things to take pictures of. And then the next day, actually, we decided to continue this whole touristy kind of thing. And we decided to bike along the seawall, which I've never actually done. And I've lived in Vancouver my whole life, surprisingly. So
we went all around Stanley Park and I also stopped for food at one point as well.
Food is a big thing here, but I definitely suggest doing that if you've never done that, which I feel like everyone that actually comes to Vancouver ends up doing that at some point. But if you have lived here your whole life like me, you should definitely do that
and put an extra cushion on your
bike seat.
On your bike seat.
Yeah.
Regrets.
Yeah, my bum was hurting the next day for sure. Okay, so we'll continue on here, and I'm gonna play some more new music. So this is Les Chaussettes, and they are also out of Vancouver. And this is their new song, Volcanoes.
Volcanoes. Hey, CITR listeners, thank you again for your continuing support. Because of your generous donations and assistance, CITR rose over $42,000 for our annual fund drive. We'd also like to give thanks to our many sponsors. These sponsors donated a substantial amount to CITR's fund drive through prizes which have found their way into the hands of our listeners. CITR thanks Live Nation, Blueprint Events, Vancouver Folk Music Festival, Sub Pop Records, Random House, Rogue Folk Club, Sled Island, Future Noise Limited, Mute Records, Herschel Supply Company, Timber Concerts, and all those who gave their generous support. CITR thanks you. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
Too aggressive.
All right, and we're back. You are listening to Shine on Sia at CITR 101.9 FM. So before that little break there, we heard First Base with You've Got a Hold on Me, and they're a band out of Toronto, Ontario. And then before that, we had Les Chaussettes, which is a band from Vancouver, with their new song Volcanoes. So Emma just brought up something that she just figured out. What day is it today?
It's National Beer Day.
All right, so it's National Beer Day, which we just figured out.
The week just keeps getting better.
I mean, it's technically unofficial. It does. It's technically unofficial. Apparently, some might say fake. But, yeah, it's celebrated apparently annually on April 7th. So, okay, here's a little bit of history on this. It's because that is the day that in 1933, when people could legally buy, make, and drink beer due to the end of the Prohibition. So I guess it's kind of more of a states thing, but I feel like obviously Canadians will carry it on here. Any reason to drink beer, it seems, is a good enough reason. So yeah, if you don't have any plans today, you should obviously go get some beer. Maybe there's some beer things happening in around Vancouver. There probably is. Yeah. This week definitely does just keep getting better. It was like the long weekend, now National Beer Day, last little bit before exams. We only have 4 more days left of school, including today, so that's pretty exciting. Woo, almost there. It's like home stretch. We're so close.
And then you just have to do all your finals.
And then we have finals. Done. And then,
And then you just got a couple more years of school.
It's just a couple more years. It's pretty crazy, actually, how quickly spring came.
Yeah.
Still think it's winter sometimes. I definitely still think it's winter sometimes. I think I like need to bring a big jacket with me wherever I go. But that is not the case because it's beautiful out now. All right, so we'll carry on here. We're going to listen to some more spring tunes. So I'm going to play an artist out of Alberta from Edmonton, Faith Healer. And this is her song Acid off of her recently released album Cosmic Troubles. Check it out.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. So what you just listened to there was Tame Impala with Let It Happen. And then that's a new single that they just released a little bit ago, back in March. And then before that, we had Faith Healer, an artist out of Alberta, with her song Acid. So Emma and I are actually we were just discussing about summer, even though it's spring right now, about both of us will be living and working in Haida Gwaii at a fishing lodge. So we have actually a lot of things to do before we
leave. Of packing and organizing. And
yeah, lots of that. So, we have to bring a lot of rain gear and a lot of warm clothing, even though it will be summer. It's kind of a bit of a funny thing. And it's actually going to be Emma's first full season up there. I've worked there for almost 3 years. This will be my third full season, which is like so crazy to think about that. But then Emma's first full season, yeah. So you're pretty excited, I guess.
Yeah, it's a long time though.
It is a long time. It's about 4 months in a kind of a secluded area with the same group of people.
Yeah.
So you can imagine that things get can be a little bit. It's not for everybody. Things can get pretty weird.
It's like
up there.
Big Brother, apparently.
It's kind of like Big Brother, except at a fishing lodge in rural British Columbia. But we're both pretty excited about that because it's a really neat opportunity. So, but we leave very soon. Emma leaves May 15th, and I'll be leaving May 21st. So, that is approaching very quickly. So, continuing on. We're going to be playing a little bit more, some more spring tunes. So up next, we have a band called Cotillon, and this is their song Before.
Wand is Victoria musician Derek Jansen. This Saturday, April 11th, with openers Chastity Belt and Vex, Wand plays the Cobalt. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. Advance tickets are available for $10 from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune, and online. Brought to you by Timbre Concerts and CITR.
Sprouts, you've ate here before. Community Eats is back for the summer.
We are your local food co-op.
We are your volunteer opportunity.
We are your meeting place.
We are your nutritious Friday lunch.
We are sustainability.
We are community.
Eats every Friday.
Come by with a reusable container, donate, and tell us what community means to you. Friday, 11:30 to 3 p.m. Food, fun, friends.
All right, you are listening to Shine On on CITR 101.9 FM. So before that little break there, we heard, we just heard Cotillon with their song Before, and they're off of Burger Records, which same label as Ty Segall and the Vex, who will be playing with Chastity Belt and Wand on April 11th. And then after that, we heard Best Coast with a new song of theirs called California Nights, and that is from their upcoming album California Nights, and that's out on May 5th. So if you like the sound of that, keep your ears open for when that comes out. So yeah, so I posted a Facebook status saying that my sister and I were on air, and my friend.
We got some pretty funny ideas for sister show.
A sister show. If we were ever make a sister show, what are they? What'd she say?
Sister Twister.
That would be a good one.
Forget your mister, get a sister.
Oh, I like that one.
Sorry about your sis. Not sorry about my sis. Sis Bliss. That's a good one. And this one's really good. Get Blisters Dancing with These Sisters.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. How do I make this stop? Oh, my God. Sorry. Just my iPhone freaking
sorry,
out.
Sorry, this last one. I'm
sorry, what was the last one?
Get Blisters Dancing with These Sisters.
I feel like that is very appropriate for you and me because we both like to dance a lot.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for our sister show. Maybe we'll have one day and use one of those names.
Yeah.
Thanks, Allie, for those. Okay, so we got a few more minutes. I'll be playing. So up next, we're going to play a song that Em and I both really like because it's really fun.
Good summer.
It's Grimes.
Good summer song.
I feel like everyone really enjoys her music, or maybe not everybody, but I do. And this is a good springy tune that came out not too long ago. So we will play it. So this is her song, Reality.
Thank you. Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
All right, so before that, we just had Grimes with her song Reality, which is not apparently gonna, I think that was on her album that she scrapped. Yeah. But that was sounded pretty good to me.
Yeah.
So unfortunate, but I guess her soon-to-be album that she's been working on will be even better than that. So thanks for tuning in today. This was Shine On at CITR 101.9 FM with me, Jane, and my sister Emma. And sorry for the some technical difficulties there. Still working on that. Still kind of a noob. So we're going to play one last song for you. This is Toru y Moi, who actually we saw together. When was that? That was...
Not this fall, but the fall before.
The fall before, so a bit ago. And
at the Vogue.
Oh, yeah, and Classics opened up. That was really fun.
That was a good show.
That was a really good show. Very dancey.
Chill, mellow.
Yeah, and very, like, fun. Yeah, that was a good show. So, anyways, he's releasing a new album. Actually, just released. I think it just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, last night.
Yeah.
So, this is fresh. So, this is a song, Empty Nesters, and off of his new album, What For. Check it out, and we are signing off.
Bye.
There's no
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is the Student Special Hour. And today in the studio, we have a really special guest.
Hi.
So do you want to introduce yourself?
Definitely. My name is Aaron Bailey. I'm a student here, fourth-year science student. I'm excited to be on the show and chat a little bit about, I think, the AMS today. So.
Okay. So to those of you who don't know, who is Aaron Bailey?
That's a big question. I'm the new president-elect for the society, so I ran in the elections about a month ago, and students chose me as the person who gets to guide this crazy ship that is the AMS through the next year. Beyond that, I'm an avid Ultimate Frisbee player. I'm a singer-songwriter, love CITR and the work that you folks do, and I'm stoked for the next year. So,
yeah, awesome. So congratulations on being elected as a new AMS president. How does it feel to be, like, I've seen that crazy video of you.
Yeah, that was that was definitely something else. It's an interesting feeling. So you sort of go from this, like, very heightened, nervous energy and anticipation to excitement also, but more like, holy crap, what did I get myself into a little bit? Because there's so much to learn about the job. But I'm kind of taking it in stride. It's a really exciting learning process, just getting to know, you know, all these new skills I kind of have to develop to be able to manage it. The society is so much larger than a lot of people realize in terms of all the things that it does. So, it's kind